Do you ever wake up feeling like there's something missing in your life? Do you ever feel the need to escape your business? Are you running your life or is your life running you? I'm Mike Kitko and I'll help you design and create a life so authentic and aligned with who you really are that you'll get excited just to wake up. I'll help you create real wealth, success, and freedom from the inside out. Welcome to the Inner Wealth Podcast, where we learn and choose to live inspired each and every day. You know, my inspiration comes in fits and starts. It comes in bursts. And it really is fun to be me. I want to say that first of all, because it almost sounds miserable. But I get these bursts of inspiration. And when a concept comes, I want to share that concept in like every form I possibly can. And like, it's not uncommon for me to be on a run. First of all, that's where some of my best inspiration happens, when I'm on a run. A couple times a week, I run 4 or 5 miles, depending on how much time I have to commit to that run. But I get my very, very best inspiration when I'm out on a run. And second best inspiration is when I'm lifting. But man, when I'm out hitting my feet against the pavement and the sidewalk, it feels really good. And my mind starts moving and like new ideas, new concepts really start coming. So connect. Do you like think about yourself? Do you get inspired like through certain activities, or are you more creative? Are you more thought provoking? Are you more thoughtful in certain activities or at certain times a day? Or, you know, when does your creative spark happen? Because for me, it's when I'm out on a run, when I'm out and about and moving my ass. Well, it's pretty common for me to get a spark, an insight, for me to share it in a podcast episode, for me to maybe do a live video on Facebook, to write a blog about it, to write an email sequence about it. And all of these different, forms of creativity that help me unpack and refine and, I guess, get really, really clear about how to use these concepts or this new concept or this new spark, this new insight to move the needle in the lives of people all around the world. So last couple of days, I've had one of those sparks. And this morning on my 5 mile run, right after my 5 mile run, I just did a Facebook Live about it. And so if you don't follow me on Facebook, I would invite you to do so, because when I get inspired, whenever I get inspired, that's the first place I go is Facebook. I go to do a live, I'll write a post, I'll do something to that effect. But I want to get something out of me into the world as fast as possible. That's my primary mechanism. And then I'll sit down and I'll write a blog and I'll come down in my studio and I'll record this and share it in video form and podcast form. But over the last couple of days, something really, really, really powerful has surfaced and I want to share it with you. Thanks for joining me. But listen, the thing that I have craved the most in the 51 years, almost 52, I'll be 52 in August. The thing that I've craved most in my life, throughout my life, like day in, day out, the thing that I've wanted more than anything else is to be the fullest expression of me and to be okay. For me to be the fullest expression, to say what I feel needs to be said, to be who I want to be, to do the things that I want to do, to have the things that I want to have, to experience the things that I want to experience, and to experience the most authentic, powerful, purposeful, vibrant, dynamic life according to what I feel that I want to be in that moment. And this is called radical authenticity. It's knowing that you can be yourself and know that by being yourself, you can prosper. And letting go of any thoughts or concepts or doubts or worries or fears that there's something wrong with you and that you need to be something else besides who you are, and you need to hide a certain part of yourself away, or you need to be a lie in some way, shape, or form so that you can succeed. And that's why I wrote the book. My first book was titled The Imposter in Charge, because I always felt like I needed to be somebody other than who I am in order to be okay. And all I've ever wanted was to be the fullest expression of me and win because of that. And maybe that connects with you. Maybe right now you're feeling that. And if you are, I would love to invite you to understand the three ingredients to living a radically authentic life as I know it, as I've experienced it, as I've witnessed it. And maybe there's something different for you. I'm just going to share what's on my soul, in my heart, and maybe this will help. Maybe this will unlock something for you. Because for me, as I be, do, and give more of these things to the world, as I step into a higher level expression of these three ingredients, as I live more unconditionally in these three elements and these three ingredients, as I continue to reinvent myself into higher levels of expression of these three, the better everything gets in my life. And the more valuable I feel, the more impactful I feel, the more fulfilled I feel, and the more loved I feel, and the more love I have to give. So, ingredient number one is absolute self-love. Now, on my Facebook Live this morning, I said, if you ever see me at an event, and if we ever see each other in public, and if you ever see me, I want you to ask this question, and I'll ask you this question, but the response is very required, and I want to share like what I mean. The question is, what is the number one ingredient for living radically authentically? And the answer is self motherfucking love. Now, I said that on a Facebook Live, and I do want you, like, as we go forward, if you ever see me in an event, we're at a speaking engagement, like I want you to challenge me. Mike, what's ingredient number one? And you should expect the response is going to be self motherfucking love, because that is the response. Now, I've been told that I curse too much. Professional speakers have told me if I want to get on more stages that I should probably tone down my language while I'm on stage, because I'm becoming known as somebody who curses too much on stage. And that might be the case. That might be the case. But when I'm up on stage, I just literally let that shit fly. Whatever's comes up in my soul, I let it fly. And the right stages have me, and the wrong stages, they don't. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. And part of the reason that I can just let that aspect of me shine is because I have fallen in love with that part of me. Everything in you serves a purpose. Like the things that you really want to share with the world, the things that you want to express, the things that light you up, the things that make you feel good, the things that you love to do, and things that you love to be, and things that you love to have, and things that you want to have, they're all an expression of you. And the thing that'll cause you the most pain is taking a part of you that really wants to be expressed in this world and rejecting it, denying it, trying to make it go away, feeling like there's something wrong with it. And when you accept every single part of you, when you accept your talents, your gifts, when you accept the way you talk, when you accept the way you walk, when you accept the way you connect intimately with your partner. When you accept your body and when you accept your thought processes, when you accept your creativity, when you accept the purpose that you have in this world and all the desires that you have, you will fall head over heels absolutely in love with yourself, and it will unlock absolute self-acceptance. And that is the starting point for radical authenticity. Self-acceptance and self-love are the starting points for radical authenticity. Without self-love and self-acceptance, there's 0% chance you will ever truly be radically authentic. Because if you reject anything about yourself, you reject yourself. And there's no way to be radically authentic if you reject yourself. Please understand, self-love unlocks the ability for you to become radically authentic. Without it, you don't stand a chance. Now, there's two people I follow, and I've given their names on that Facebook Live. I said, Jesse Elder, he's awesome. If you don't follow Jesse Elder, he is a spiritual, amazing spiritual teacher. He's fantastic. I'm not an affiliate of Jesse's. I don't get anything from telling you about somebody that I admire in the world. But what I will tell you is that he is an awesome, powerful spiritual teacher who will help you understand more about yourself and how to be powerful and purposeful in this world. The second is a fellow that I just got turned on to, and his name is Scott Oldford. Now, Scott is a marketing genius, and this guy will help you understand yourself at a deeper level and then be the fullest expression of that and market you in the world. He works with a lot of coaches, and he sure as shit knows how to help coaches build a business. Now, the thing that I love about these two guys, they are talented. They are very, very gifted in their craft and in their field. The thing that I love the most about them is that they are shamelessly authentic. They are shamelessly and radically authentic. They know they're talented. They know they're wealthy. They know they are very good at their craft. They possess powerful amounts of confidence, and I admire the shit out of them. I admire them to a tremendous degree because that is what has been trying to get out of my soul my entire life. That is what I've been stepping into my entire life. So I cherish them for that. I value them for that, and I admire them for that. Now, the reason I say that is because there will be people when you step into your complete self-love, when you step into radical authenticity, when you begin to unlock Pandora's box and step into self-acceptance and self-love, there are people in this world that will despise you for that. They will think that you are a callous, self-centered, selfish narcissist, because they hate some aspect of themselves and they don't want to see anyone fully love themselves because they don't know how to do it. And what you admire about someone is what you admire in yourself and what you want more of. And what you hate in someone else is what you hate in yourself and what you don't want to see anyone transcend, because that means that you can transcend it too. Because everyone's a mirror for you. Whatever you love about yourself, you'll see in others. And whatever you hate about yourself, you'll see in others. So you get the opportunity. You get the opportunity to absolutely fall head over heels in love with yourself without feeling ashamed of falling head over heels in love with yourself. And you get to live from that place. And you get to let everyone else judge and judge from their place of pain, their place of light, and it has nothing to do with you. But your job, number one, ingredient number one, is to fall head over heels absolutely in love with yourself. ingredient number one is self motherfucking love. And only when you practice, exercise, and become a master at ingredient number one can you step in number two. And that's love, letting others voluntarily evolve. When you fall head over heels, radically in love with yourself, when you practice self motherfucking love, you get to step into a whole state of non-judgmentalism where people get to be the fullest expression of themselves. People get to be whoever they want to be. People get to be in their light. They get to be in their shadow. They get to be, they get to have what they want, do what they want. They get to love what they want. They get to hate what they want. And it will have no impact and no bearing on you because you are so busy being that for yourself. Letting others voluntarily evolve. Ingredient number two is practicing non-judgmentalism and recognizing that whatever in you gets triggered because of somebody else, it's because of your pain. It's because of what's in you. It has nothing to do with them. So ingredient number two, letting others voluntarily evolve. It's going through life, recognizing that everyone is on their own journey. Everyone's on their own path, and you are not an adequate vehicle to manipulate them or to control them into being who you want to be. And guilt and shame, anger, threats, and blame are all weapons of the weak. And people that practice radical self-love, self-motherfucking love, do not possess the ability to use guilt and shame, anger, threats, and blame. And that's why we step into a whole nother level of love, of letting others voluntarily evolve from a non-judgmental, non-control, non-manipulative place. And we just get to, since we practice radical authenticity and self-love, we get to allow them to do the same. But only as you unlock more self-love will you meet them without judgment. The more judgment you hold of yourself, the more judgment you hold of other people. The more you love yourself, the more you'll love others. And they are dependent on each other. They are proportional to each other. The more you allow yourself to love yourself, the more you'll fully allow yourself to love other people. Ingredient number one is radical self motherfucking love, which opens up the opportunity for you to demonstrate and to give real love, letting others voluntarily evolve. And when you do those two, ingredient number three is to allow everything and anything to expire. This is the one that a lot of human beings struggle with, because you might have heard in your life that everything comes into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And it's true. Not everything comes into your life for a lifetime. But so often, we feel like we need to try to keep everything the same, including our environment, including our network, including our connections, including our friends, including our allies, including our communities, including our goals and our vision and our purpose and our path and our mission. Like, we need to keep everything the same. And the truth in life is everything expires. And I would invite you to look at the seasons. The seasons all come. They have a meaningful part to play in the seasonality of life. And every season starts and stops, and seasons expire. And when one season expires, it moves into the next season. And when that season expires, it moves into the next season. As I'm recording this, it is spring. And spring, it just rained here so hard that a little bit of my basement flooded. That's how hard it rains in the Midwest. Now, springtime is it, you go outside right now and sometimes it's gray and sometimes it's rainy and, you know, the grass is a little patchy in places and the trees are still bare. And the farther spring goes, the more things will blossom. And that will turn into summer. And in summer, the heat, like the universe cranks up the heat, or the world cranks up the heat on us. And then things begin to thrive. By the end of summer, things are thriving a little less. And the heat starts to turn down. And summer turns into fall. And fall, the leaves start falling. And the grass starts becoming patchy again. And it starts to rain a lot more in preparation for winter. Getting the soil prepared to go into hibernation. And some species go to hibernate in the winter. The ground is working like crazy, getting ready for spring. But it's gray and it's cold and everything looks dead. And then winter expires and it turns back into spring. And these cycles keep going on because everything expires. Now, you might be saying, but my marriage can't expire. Well, mine did. My marriage expired. In 2016, my marriage expired. I was married to Angie from 1999 to 2016. And that version of our marriage had expired. And I filed for divorce. Because that version of our marriage had expired. And then when we didn't go through that divorce process, when we didn't go through divorce, we made a pact not just to commit to allow that version of our marriage to expire, to put that to bed, to put that to rest. We vowed to fall in love and to recommit to higher versions of ourselves. Because as one version expires, another version can be reborn. But you must be willing to let the old version go. You must be willing to let the expired go. Now, I have fallen in love. Right now, I'm probably with Angie version 4. I'm just making up a number. And I have vowed to my wife to fall head over heels in love with Angie version 14. And there will be an Angie version 14, just like there will be a Mike version 14. Now that is how you commit to a lifelong partnership. You don't commit to a lifelong partnership by trying to keep them exactly as they are right now, because that will expire. Your friendships will expire. Your allyships will expire. Your commitments to anything will expire. The question is, what do you do with that expiration? Do you let it go and move to the next? Or do you try to grasp and keep it all intact and hold on to expired things for the whole duration of your life while you collect and hold on to and grasp things that have expired because you're scared to let them go, because you're scared and you don't trust that something new will come into your life? Because when you step into higher levels of self-love, self-motherfucking love, and you learn to love at a level of letting others voluntarily evolve, and as I continue to evolve from self-motherfucking love, and you continue to evolve from letting others voluntarily evolve, there is a chance, a good probability, at some point, our time together will have expired. What do we do at that moment? Do we let each other go easily and naturally? Or do we try to cling and make something that has expired to make it work, to make it fit? Secret ingredient number 3 is letting go of anything that has expired in your life easily, effortlessly, and without guilt, regret, shame, blame, and anger. Just let them go. Just let it go so that something new can come into your life. And by practicing secret ingredient number 1, higher levels of self motherfucking love, by practicing higher levels of love, letting others voluntarily evolve, by diving in deeper into deeper states of letting expired things fall away so that new things can come into your life, you will find yourself living in absolutely radical authentic, powerful, purposeful, fulfilling, awesome, prosperous life. Because you'll do all that without guilt or shame. Now, you might be saying right now, and if I were the Mike Kitko of 2016, I would be saying, well, that sounds selfish as shit. All of that. It sounds very selfish. And you're right. It does sound selfish. But one thing I've come to terms with is in order to live a truly powerful, fulfilling life, you need to be a little selfish. You get to be a little selfish. Practicing healthy selfishness is a very beautiful, very natural, very healthy thing. And the people that I work with either are a little selfish or want to be a little selfish and don't feel like right now they can be. Because being a little selfish changed everything in my life. Healthy selfishness is a game changer. And if you struggle to do number one, I would invite you to think and consider that number one might feel like the most selfish thing that you've ever done. And that's why it's the most required thing that you've ever done. Because someone who, and I've said this in workshops before, and I said this while I was in teaching engagements, there's not one person that I know that absolutely loves themselves, who stays in expired relationships, who's broke, who hates them or who hates themselves, who rejects anything about themselves, who lives in misery or apathy, or you know, has just lacks in an area. Someone who absolutely falls head over heels in love with themselves does not let themselves struggle in any aspect of their life. And that's because we become a little healthy selfish. We practice a little bit of healthy selfishness. And from that place, we have more to give this world. Guys, I hope this has helped. My three ingredients to a radically authentic life. I'd love to hear yours. Let me know what you think. Like within, you know, send me a message at mike@innerwealthglobal.com. Let me know how this connects. Jump on Facebook and message me. Let me know what you think of this podcast. We also opened up the Business Freedom Academy on Facebook. It's a free Facebook group. Jump into that Facebook group. Let us know your thoughts there. Let me know how you connect with this, how this resonates, how it clicks. If you've tried to not be selfish all of your life, feeling selfish is not going to feel okay. But that's why it's required, because you're not going to get where you want without a little bit of healthy selfishness. Guys, until next episode, I love y'all. If you enjoyed what you heard and you want to learn more, go to www.innerwealthglobal.com for more tools and resources.